This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Friday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's.
I want to hear that again.
Happy Valentine's. You know, I'm not going to exaggerate. I probably spent 15 minutes yesterday looking for that very piece of audio, Paige. For you and for
Thank you. Millions. Millions.
Of people who missed that piece of audio from the great Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers fame.
That voice is so incredibly sexy.
Why is that so hard to find, but I could find Happy Chinooka whenever I want it from Smokey?
Or like the, what's the one? The karaoke couple I love so much. I put on BDA before.
That is the best.
Can you feel it?
I can somehow go online and just find that without having it saved. Or I could just, that's what it was. I said it on the show. I was like, if anyone has this video, please send it to me. And I had, you know, a few dozen people, probably 30, 40 people sent, hey, here it is. I was like, God, I don't know the prompting to Google, let alone AI. I don't know how to look up crap on Google, yet people are sitting here with AI like, make me look like Iron Man flying around in a lowrider Batmobile. And it looked real. But I'm over here on Google trying, where is the video of Ron Isley saying Valentine's over and over again? And Google's like, I don't have any search results for that. And I'm like, it ain't a Mandela effect. God bless America, it happened. And we played it for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden...
Did it get scrubbed at his request?
You think so? You think Ron Isley has that kind of power? Hello, Google. It's me, Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers. First off, happy Labor Day. Secondly, I guess that's why you're not answering the phone. It's Labor Day. It doesn't make sense.
Cut the spot, Tony.
Happy Valentine's Day. I would love to hear those two arguing. Ron Isley and Barry White.
Yes.
Trace Atkins is special guest referee.
So what's up?
That's in my dreams.
Keep it down the middle.
You know, that's right.
I know that's right.
What if Sam Elliott walks in? What are everybody doing?
Oh my gosh, that would be the porno I would actually watch.
God,
I don't hear a woman in it, so that's weird.
Me? No.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I'm a little punchy.
You are. You walked in like a woman on Valentine's Day.
I did.
You really did.
Yeah, that you had
not
some kind of like
expecting anything. Just
she danced into the room.
She did. She had some coming here with some big lip energy, I guess.
You know why?
What it was. What?
I left my makeup at home, and it's Valentine's Day.
You better turn around and get it.
Crap, me too.
I know. I'm gonna look like this for the rest of my life, which is fine.
You may run to your house and get it for you.
You know what? I'm just here I am again. I'll say it the way I say it. You know what?
You know what?
I'm just going to love life today.
What if the dog's chewing on the lipstick when you get there?
I don't worry about
that.
Is it
a boy dog or girl dog?
They're both females.
Okay, then that's fine.
Girls,
they steal lipstick. At least the one does, Boxer. She likes lotions and lipsticks.
Wow.
Anything that smells good.
Now, do you attribute that to her just being a lady in general, mm-hmm. or just a mischievous little varmint?
She's a boxer, and they're kind of puppies.
Put them up.
Well, yeah, yada.
Put them up. I'll suck you right in the puss, Paige. Let me have my makeup back.
Let me see what I have today. I may not be this scary. Oh, wait.
Paige, where's the aloe? Put them up.
Why, Ida? Hey.
Am I spelling it wrong? Isley? Is that maybe what?
Isley.
I did that. Dang it.
Okay, it's not so scary, boys. I got lipstick.
Thank you, God. But you got
pass it over when you're
so
done.
Many. Why do women have to have so many of the same makeup? Like your eyebrow pencils, you got 30 of them.
They say that about guns with men.
Oh, and women too.
Yeah.
I have a few.
Why do you have so many of those?
You don't carry one tampon. You carry like 80 of them.
No, actually.
That's where women are, they're thinking of other women. I've seen that.
No. There's a reason.
Why? You going to have a heavy flow day and you
need
80?
Exactly. It's the flow or comfort.
Jesus Christ.
Need a couple jumbos.
Dude, you're exaggerating with the 80, but what, 10 plus? Harry and the Hendersons, what's the answer?
Really kind of creepy. Like Buffalo Bill when he puts on the skin.
I'm channeling the boxer at home.
We're going to put on some lipstick today.
Big fat person. Do it.
Great big fat person.
Big fat great person.
We're going to blend some foundation. It's Buffalo Bill's makeup tutorial.
I do have a Buffalo Bill from Tinder. He likes big women.
You on Tinder?
No. Oh, okay. I want to go on Tinder, but I'm so afraid.
He likes the type of women you have to have an iPad before they fit the screen.
Oh,
can
Lord.
You go on Tinder and not accept anybody and just be on there to...
That was the first 2 weeks I was on there.
Okay.
Ooh, you got a match.
Yeah.
Does it pop up a little? See, woohoo, you got a match.
You know, honestly, that's what I would be afraid of.
Not
the honesty
any.
Of what I would match with.
Well, no, that's match, though. Oh. I mean, that's not... This matches you up more by, your preferences and stuff.
Because if it did my personality and what I do...
You do feel like you're some, I'm saying this in my own point of view, some holier-than-thou son of a bitch when, a woman, likes you or swipes or whatever and it pops into your thing and you're like... they don't get a notification saying they didn't... They didn't like you. They just never hear anything. So they are left wondering, did they not like me also? Or did they just not see it?
Or to get a match, you're like, why would you think I would want to date you?
I'm thinking you're just swiping on everybody. Not that I don't have any kind of confidence in that, but this makes no sense here at all.
No.
I mean, I could just... I'm not even going to give you an example of a famous person. Just there ain't no words right now for it.
It's not so much what they look like.
It's not that. You're right. It's a lot.
It's if they have serious mental problems and they're going to kill
me. Or they'll straight up say, I'm a leftist. They'll straight up say, that's so the weirdest, the biggest divide that I've noticed on that is if you voted for Trump or you've been vaccinated. That's such a thing on there. That's in the little profile or whatever.
Do you want to find that out beforehand? You don't want to find that out when you go out, right?
Well,
is that a deal breaker for you, politics, if somebody voted for someone else? I mean, really?
Depends on how staunch they are.
Yeah, because I don't want to talk politics.
I don't want it to all turn into that. And I don't want that person that I voted for doing something bad and then you harping on my
stuff
about it. That is the worst. My grandma and grandpa differed a little bit, and I had to hear that, and I'm like, good Lord, ain't nobody but me hearing y'all argue about this. You ain't solving none of the problems.
Yeah, the opposite to track thing is really, it's a novelty. It's not practical.
Yeah, in that particular way, for sure. But then when one pops in, and like I said, you're like, I don't know why you even thought, or, not, oh, I'm better than you, but I want to tell them, hey, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It ain't a match. Or we don't, I don't know why. You live 150 miles away, first off. That's one thing.
That's only an hour and a half.
You're set on passport mode. That means you're never at home, and you sleep on the road like crazy.
Okay, I mean, that's
around, literally on the
around.
Road.
You're on passport mode. That means you travel a lot, and you're looking for...
Strange.
All the time.
All right.
I'm like...
See, I would date a pilot. That would be cool.
He'd a pilot is looking
about.
For sex in every town he goes to.
Now, that's kind of nasty.
What if he works at a pilot?
See, with...
Like
with
the truck shop.
As much people that I'm in contact with, I really don't want to date someone who has the probability of having HPV or HIV.
You know what? I share that
Yeah, because we work in a building. We got to be careful. We got to clean everything. And I'm very picky when it comes to that.
Fat boy, you're married, but if you were not and were dating, would you also watch out for the papilloma?
I'd watch out for the HIV, but I don't know if a wipe's going to really sanitize it.
So. I mean, you have your checklist. Have you ever? But okay, well, we can kiss.
10 tampons will also solve the issue.
Yes.
That's just for one
use.
Just
trying to plug up a dam when she drives by.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, put that tampon in the dike over there. We got to fill it up.
I mean,
that's a hole in a dam,
and
by
the
way.
You never got into the pad situation. Mini Maxi, what do you sleep with?
I mean, that's why
it's
pocketbooks.
A lot to be a woman. That's why we want you to pay for dinner, because we paid for everything else just to get to you.
Okay, now that's going a bit far.
That's the truth.
Is there a way you could? This probably is not practical.
I just look like a clown to come to dinner. At least you could pay for it, no. Ted.
Well, I'm talking about the hair.
Sit there. I know. I dressed up like a clown for 2 hours, and you brought me to the Palmetto.
Right.
No offense, I love that place, but still, you know how women are.
I don't want to put this straight on women, because, you know, men are like this, guilty of this sometimes too. People have a timeline of what they want to happen.
Oh yeah,
like we have to date for a little bit, and then, well, could you, like, if you want somebody to do something with, couldn't you agree, like, let's just hang out and do stuff, but we don't have to live together or get married?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that's,
but so, like, that can still be a relationship, right?
Yeah,
you don't have to.
Yeah. It's you're saying like the social, like you're for especially like, well, I don't know. I mean, the dudes would be maybe not quite as much, but like, what is it? Like the 2 year window?
Everybody has to have some kind of timeline.
So, what are y'all doing now? You've been dating for 2 years, you don't live together. It's like, you know what? We're having a great time.
Yep.
That's why we've been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
We go to the jockey lot.
We're not already
69 after, and then, you know, see you next time.
69 on the way there.
If I ever live with
well,
someone.
In 96. We 69 then 96. Have you ever? She's thinking about it. She had to literally pause and think.
Sure.
The eyes rolled to the right like she was thinking.
Pretty sure at that time.
But no, I know what you mean. It's tough Valentine's Day.
Well, no. I'm not sad that I don't have a Valentine. I'm happy today. It's a good day.
But did you do anything last night? It felt like last night was the night.
It was Galentine's, that's right. Yeah.
I did not. I
went to the mail review.
I went to school.
Yeah. Picking up young boys.
No.
Come in here and make a man out of you real quick.
Mm-hmm. Got some makeup in here. Get in my van.
So I didn't. I mean,
in the van.
I learned a lot.
I'm in the Odyssey van.
That's what I did. In the Odyssey van. Now, if this
you stand up in that one.
If the newer van is better than the ones that we had to drive, I'm all for it. Because I don't want to be stranded.
We should have had like an RV. It would have been cool.
Really would have.
The conversion van
water,
would be fun.
Running water.
P1s could take a dump in if they wanted to.
That was not a P1. First
that
off.
That was somebody.
If it was
you
a
know,
P1, it would have been.
One of y'all.
One of the. You know, everyone's equal, but, you know, one of the legendary P1s that we had allowed to come poo in our space.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have had to have been somebody rather close.
One you didn't mind.
Yeah. No. I don't think there was a really strict criteria of that, so it could have been.
But also this, like, I remember thinking that
day. Any
casual
person.
Because it was, I mean, like, let's say what it was. Like, a sponsor, a partner had, you know, lent us. This
might have been the last year they did.
It was. They lent us this very nice custom camper to, you know, go in and have a bite to eat or sit there for a minute and have a phone call or whatever during the 28-hour Toys for Tots shows.
Rifle one off if you had to.
Whatever you wanted to do. And someone went in there and number two. And it had been said that, hey, there's no running water in there.
No, not hooked up.
So someone went in there and popped a loaf off, and I remember thinking like I would assume that it would just fall to the ground underneath if there was no running.
Well, this one was a there wasn't much slide because there was no water, so it was a pot sticker.
Yeah, it was, man. It looked like a dirty martini. It really did.
Was not something you could.
There's an olive in there too. It was strange.
Lord. You just couldn't wedge it along, like it was stuck.
Oh Lord, happy Valentine's Day.
It's like when you throw a slug on the road; it's just gonna stick.
Throw a slug. Are you talking about a slug? Means a lot of different things.
Well, a shellless snail.
Oh, okay.
In this situation,
shellless.
Not one you would tug by yourself in the afternoon.
Yeah. God, I remember I was amazed by those as a kid. Right when it would turn dark, the moon or whatever would reflect off the snail trail on the driveway. And I was like, it's like reflecting like a prism hologram card or something. I'm like, what is this magical substance? What is it? I need to follow it and find out where this snail trail goes. Why do they call it a snail trail, by the way? Oh, okay. It goes to this. I found out. It's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh.
It was the snail's trail. I found the snail.
You did.
It looks like a cracked ice.
Put salt on it, because that would be really mean if you did that.
It was so horny trying to get in my house.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Hey, Matthew.
I'm trying with my last bit of energy. I've already fallen out of the shell, but I need some of that. I want to get this clam. That's kind of what they are, right? Little clams.
I think so, yeah.
Little things.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like going out tonight is probably a cliche.
Don't
it's already
drink.
Packed.
Don't drive.
So I feel like everybody got it over with last night. Go to your little.
Was last night the big night? Did I miss everything?
You said it was Galentine's.
Yeah, but that was just, you know, to show love of your girlfriends.
Like, did lesbians, will they go out both nights?
I think they might.
I think they would.
That'd be awesome.
Especially if Monster Jam's in town, or if there's a softball tournament going on.
Something like that, a Rebecca Lobo
Nothing
conference.
Nothing says love like Monster Jam.
If there's like a pantsuit sale in a warehouse somewhere.
Now
warehouse pantsuits.
I like pantsuits. They can be very sexy now.
Like the Gun and Knife Show and pantsuit sale.
Something for everyone.
I want to wear a
That's
tuxedo.
Good, you know? I don't really approve of guns. Knives are fine. So if you have your knives and your guns, everybody gets what they want.
No, why are you? I like sporting guns. That's okay.
Sporting guns?
I'll go shoot some guns
You like
today.
Clay shooting? That's so lame.
Oh, it's fine.
I know that I know that many people like it, but I have done
I'm
that.
Not good at it, so I've been with somebody who could pick them out of the air up to like boom, 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 and it's really frustrating. He's a military person.
Well, I was going to say, they need to be in the military if they can
yes,
do that.
Yes, he's a sniper, so it's really hard to go up there and go, wow, I'm just going to go back in the house because...
I'm a good shot, but like more so like dialed in on a target, not a moving one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's I just tough. Think it's also just dumb. Sitting there shooting clay pigeons. First off, I wouldn't shoot a human pigeon or a living one. A human pigeon? Oh, my God. I'd capture that.
That's cruel.
Take it on the road. It was a circus-type situation.
No need to put a big bullet in
come
a tiny
on.
Bird.
Come on. See the human pigeon.
I'm not a big shooter. Like, I don't get it. You got to buy the bullets. You waste them if you're not trying to kill somebody.
Well, plus you got to pick them up afterwards because you don't want anybody to mow them on their tractor.
Oh, man.
You got to hide the evidence.
Lord,
we do that all the time.
I remember one time at Poe Mill, my daddy ran over one on the riding mower, and the pew-pew sound because it hit the basketball pole in the yard, and it hit that, and the sound was like a gun. It went pew-pew. Oh, it's wild.
Might have been used to it in that neighborhood.
You know what?
Probably.
It just became the soundtrack of our lives after
my
a while.
Bad son.
Were they like...
Just my bullet, kid.
Shotgun shells, are they...
No, they were just regular little... I think they were...
little tiny bullets.
I think they were 9mm.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't do that
Great
with a 9mm, but I would use a shotgun to shoot something out of the air. That's fun.
That gun we shot...
Like an airplane or something.
Was ridiculous.
No, I am a nut, but not that crazy.
Which one? The lay-down gun?
Yeah. He said it was like 20
Eagle.
Grand.
Desert Eagle. I think it was the Desert Eagle.
Nah, that's a handgun, right? This was like it was a big black gun you got to lay down to use. And I think as soon as I laid down, I fell asleep, maybe. This was like, you know, par for the
That
course.
Was one
RF
where...
RF-15?
You're laying flat on your belly.
It had a little stand where the long part of the gun is.
God, what is that gun called?
I don't know about
but
guns.
But you have to, like, hunch up with your shoulders... But you're laying flat. God, that's such a...
I was confused because I couldn't hold it sideways. I'm like, how does this work?
God bless y'all.
Yeah, my cousin has some kind of vintage gun like that. He was good at that. I told him that if he...
Every movie I see is sideways.
Did it have a sword on the end of it?
Oh, a bayonet? That would be awesome.
That sounds... A bayonet.
It wasn't fun because it shot it too quick.
That's a battle gun. That's.
Oh, no, it was. It was like a God, I cannot think of the name. It's not like either. A traditional name. It's one of those... I nary if he's listening, he'll...
Look up long black gun.
Oh, Lord.
BBG.
So, it's Friday. We'll be doing... Fab, we had this great idea yesterday. It's like, man, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh,
happy
yeah.
Valentine's.
That's right. And he's like, we should do like a bunch of open phones just to, you know...
Just whatever you want to flex on Valentine's Day. You got questions?
Yeah. Like you've got, this is a rare opportunity where you get a man that's been married for 20 plus years.
Long time.
A woman who is single and has makeup stealing dogs at home. And you got freaking me who is single as a white female right now. Okay.
Are you ready
that's the
to
first
mingle?
Reference I could think of. I'm ready to tingle.
Okay.
All that's right. What I don't know like, what to mingle yet.
Sounds
I'm
good
more
to
of
me.
An introvert in that
single
way.
Mingle tingle. I'm all the above.
So we can do a bunch of phone calls today on Valentine's Day. It ain't necessarily got to be about that. But again, Fat Boy's like, you know what? It'd be fun to hear what some people are going to call in saying they bought or they did. And I'm like, God, that's.
Yeah. What you're going to do, you know, if you.
That's actually really good to hear, you know. Somebody describe what's that they think is the perfect gift, and we can sit here and, you know, if it's a guy, we can watch Paige and be like,
I'll take any gift at this point. I'm not, you know.
Well, get ready to unwrap this.
if you're going to get in them guts this morning, and you just want to brag.
I'm not going to be as picky as I was because I think, you know, kindness is nice. Generosity is good.
Yes.
Only Valentine's to a certain Day. Degree. Like, you can't look like
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I mean.
Kindness is nice. Kind butt is better.
There are some gifts that I just don't think you should give on Valentine's Day.
Right.
You can be the nicest guy in the world, but if you look like sloth, it ain't going to happen.
They got that filter on Snapchat right now. It's kind of weird. Like, man, you made like a mongoloid filter on Snapchat. That's kind of odd.
Make your ears wiggle.
You know, yeah. If you give me some kind of cleaning stuff or a steam iron, I'd be like, what do you want me to do here? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Laundry.
Here's a box of douche. Let's go
yeah,
out.
Laundry. give me some Tide Pods. I'd go, you know what?
I got a douche balloon.
Tampons, Tide Pods. That's what I got for Valentine's Day. This is my new song.
Don't eat either one of them.
Your Amazon douche balloon will arrive between 4 and 6 p.m.
What would happen if you swallowed a tampon? Would you choke because the moisture would
you
fill
want
up?
You'd probably get toxic shock.
I mean, like, it's too...
Well, there's a string. You can pull it out as long as you don't...
Where would the string? You'd have to stick your hand down my throat or up my butt.
I don't know if it would... How long it would take for you to...
puppeteer me.
Both.
It might just come out the other end.
That's what you're missing, what the fun joke I just said.
You're wondering if you'd if it would swell. I'm trying to think.
That should be your stand-up bit. Like you just point to somebody in the audience, and you just missed it.
You just missed you,
what are you doing?
You was on your phone. You just missed the punchline.
On your phone.
So what you're saying is you're not going to chew it. You're going to swallow it whole. I got it.
I'm going to spit, actually, at this point. So, phones. Let me tell you those numbers for after sports when we crank it up. It's the same number you can text us on. 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Text or call, either one. But we won't be doing calls. I mean, it sounds so whatever, but, you know, we got a lot going on here in the first hour. We got to do some news. We'll do some sports. And then we'll talk about... I put on this little paper here today, $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$
desktop.
I know. I know. I know how to do things. Gemini taught me how to do it. Not from Google, from American Gladiators. He was at the house last night.
Whoa.
That was quick right there. You gotta admit. That was quick. All right, so you got the numbers. You know the whole thing. Paige, I'll ask you, what is up in the plex?
Is this day going to make or break your relationship for an entire year? We're going to talk about what couples think next in your Rise. How important is this, really? In your Rise Guys headlines.
That's
got to get off on the right foot if it's a new relationship. for sure.
Just don't start the expectations too high year one, because, you know, it's to only grow.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be, come on, filling each other out.
You know what I mean, Paige. Like, you can't start off giving like 5 dozen roses on year one.
Why not?
2 dozen.
Because she's going to expect 6 or 10.
Next
depending
year?
On the, yeah. And then when you're there for 50 years together.
Well, I mean, that is a waste to get that many flowers. You're just going to throw them away when they die.
Well, just anything. Don't set a precedent you can't match or exceed the following year. I really think that. I really do. But look where I am now. All right. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
You know what? I love it. I want t-shirts. I want bumper stickers.
You know what?
I want the Paige You Know What t-shirt.
You know what? Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. You know
Can't it be like the Nevermind cover where she's naked?
We'll do that, or we'll make it look like the old Stone Cold What shirts, but it'll say You Know real small.
You know what?
And like the U's. What? The U's would look like boobies. You know. You know.
We'll still put the thing on her like that the kid had.
Play it with me. You know. You know.
You know what is my favorite.
You know what? You know.
But my other thing is a line.
Oh, Lord.
That is good. And a line from It Happened, or what is that movie?
Quit texting me.
Happened in Vegas or whatever.
What happens in?
What happened in Vegas?
I don't know what.
Well,
it's like who's on first.
when a woman socks a guy in the stomach and she goes, "You know why?" That is my favorite line in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Hmm. Other than that. Is that what drew you into acting?
Behind the green door.
You know what drew me into acting? It's the love that I never got anywhere else. When you get on stage and you get the applause at the end after you practice and practice and practice.
That was deeply introspective.
Didn't it? I could just sit here and Q&A her for like 10 minutes and have the...
Right, you'll be the Q, right. I'll be the A. All right.
Then we're switching.
I loved it. All right, so this is the day of romance. You gonna do it right? Hopefully. Is it going to make or break your relationship? How many people think that this is so important to show love on this day?
I think it depends on where you are in your journey, where you are in your story.
Well, did you know that one in six...
You have a co-author in the last chapter of your life.
Couples, that 17% of these people who took this study say that this Valentine's Day... can make or break them this year. And you need to get over that if you're going outside.
For real, fat boy. Please.
Whoa.
I just saw Paige kind of heist up a little.
No, that wasn't me.
All right, Shaggy. Go on with the news.
Yeah. I am Shaggy.
No.
What's she going to be doing later?
She's going to think, oh, I need a haircut now because you said it wasn't me. Does. I called you Shaggy because you said it wasn't me.
She needs her nails done, too.
Oh, also, I would have buy you 4 ounces of confidence and give you that. I want you to apply it all over.
The talons are gone. I cannot have long nails anymore.
It's hard to wipe with.
I was going to say that and typing and everything.
No, it's because I can't scratch people in the face.
Like when Paige would flip the bird to you, it was like brandishing a weapon. She could get charged.
Now I just look like, you know, I have midget hands. That's not,
that's
nice
not
to
fair
say.
To say.
You got whopper hands.
Little
look
people
at how
hands.
Little, look how tiny my hands are.
Little tiny human being hands.
I don't sound very authoritative when I do this. It looks like he can barely see my fingers.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like Jesus, it's like a very...
I'm going to run and hop and try to jump on it. I'm going to set on your hand.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if one in six couples believe that their relationship is over because... there wasn't romance. That's pretty serious. Like, you're putting so much pressure on this day to have romance.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's for, right? You got to have a nice dinner and beat it up a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's to
unless
be
you did
expected.
It last night.
But why? Yeah, I was gonna say, like, why didn't you do that last night? Why will you not do it the following night? Like, it is a weird thing, but it's also like. Why do we only give thanks one day a year?
What if you got multiple dates? That's a little psychotic. Different person for 3 nights, Friday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, that was an episode of Three's Company one time. He was in 3 different apartments in the thing. Jack was. He was going all over.
With his short shorts and his nuts hanging out.
What if you're alone on this day? You can't help that. Well, did you know that almost 1 in 5 adults in the United States, that's 19%, say that they've chatted with an AI system meant to simulate a romantic partner.
It's like that movie where Joaquin Phoenix wants to hook up with his computer.
Her.
So what if she's you are alone and you know, you're with somebody but you're not with them like today? Do you send a nice little, you know, video of you kind of rifling one off or?
Yeah, well, like why were you like
pictures?
I guess, I mean, it could be work or anything. I was gonna say, like, why aren't you with them? But you know. People travel and they got things to do. They're on passport mode on Tinder.
Like, you trying to see this salad?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
It ain't going to toss itself, Paige. Am I right or am I right?
So in the United States, according to the study, the best city to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Oh, this is, I hate this. I mean, I love you, Paige, but go ahead.
Well, I love this. It's San Francisco.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got different vibes going on.
Yeah.
Followed by
Plugs.
Seattle.
All kinds of things.
The worst city for romance today is Detroit.
Do big-time hippies use solar-powered dildos? Serious question.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And we don't want any lithium-based dildos.
Yeah.
There's slaves who have to dig that out and mine it.
You got to...
But you know,
it is slave labor. I mean, I know that people get paid, but it's kind of ridiculous. But I'm not like sitting over here marching about it.
Mm-hmm. And maybe because of the remote. I mean, San Francisco is a stunning city. It's beautiful.
But if you drop something, it's going to roll for like 10 miles.
Okay.
I believe that was the birth of the Silk Road on the dark web with San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That and homosexuality, I believe.
I left my heart in San Francisco. Tony Bennett, maybe that's why. And there's a big heart that you could have take your picture by.
Oh.
Leave your ass there. You might not get it back.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's lots of restaurants. It's fun. It's beautiful. But then there's also the things that aren't so pretty there.
Like the rice-a-roni.
I've never eaten rice-a-roni.
Really. Oh, Lord, girl.
Yeah, I remember seeing the videos of people doing drugs in the public. They got nice public bathrooms that, like, you could...
Like on the beaches.
To, like, spin around or whatever.
The beach pools in California are beach pools. The beach bathrooms were shockingly, like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like a new state park nice. Not an old state park.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, them I remember...
Wash house looking things.
I remember we used to go to this one place where it was kind of like kind of beachy before you go over to the city.
Yeah.
And they had like this little park.
Right.
And it was nice.
Yeah.
That's where we would probably, you know, do a little tailgating and drink before we went.
What's tailgating in San Francisco though?
Dude, we've seen those videos. They don't exactly enforce indecency laws.
Maybe somebody would smoke a little something and then,
I mean, we saw the guy in the kiddie pool who invited people to come, you know, fill the pool up, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Probably share a bottle of champagne and, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy walking around naked where you could just grab his piece for a picture and then it was cool.
It was like, I think
cops didn't care.
Said, shake my gland for a dollar instead of his hand. It's kind of cool. It's like, high five me.
And you see kids out walking and looking at all this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paige, and that was your Eyes Guys headline.
Thanks a lot, Paige.
It has to be awkward for a kid to see a bunch of old, naked people.
Unless they just grew up that way and they don't know any better. You know? Like, my grandson's going to grow up thinking, like, all his friends have cows and pigs and goats at home. And they're like, man, this sucks. We only have one dog.
He's going to be like, man, we got more than a dozen eggs. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
You poor?
Are you guys poor? Because we have a lot of eggs. I shouldn't say that. They're going to get robbed.
Yeah, you should keep that quiet.
All right. Actually, no eggs. We're all out. Thank you, Paige. That was, you deserve an award of some kind. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
Well, we got the 500 coming up this weekend. Already had the duels. We'll talk about that. Plus, Hulk Hogan, already in some legal trouble over this real American bear, brother.
Yeah, but good Lord. I don't know if there's anything that's changed that since I read it yesterday, but it was like,
this is
one of the reasons why I'm glad I don't have a beer anymore, because eventually something like this probably would have happened. And even though I am getting pennies from it, I would have been mentioned in a lawsuit, and that's just, it's kind of stupid.
I'm also glad I don't have one anymore because it had almost no alcohol in it, and I was tired of getting clowned about it.
He really was. Okay, we will...
I'm glad I never had one in that case.
Well,
everybody else is too, evidently.
Yeah. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll do sports, and then the phones will open up on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. I'll give you this real quick here. Hulk Hogan, the real American beer brother.
Hulk Hogan.
They're running a lot of spots for it on wrestling, WWE Raw. Well, he's already embroiled in controversy. He's being sued by an Ohioan. She claims that during a promotional appearance in 2024, which was last year.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan and others were throwing beer cans into the audience in an effort to rile up the crowd when one struck her in the head. So she's suing for damages, most likely punitive, and whatever the other one is.
Good God.
Imperative. Is that it?
Distress?
Pubic.
Pubic, exactly.
Pubic distress.
Pubic damages.
Yeah.
And displeasure. Well.
This just makes you wonder how much WWE has. Do they have any stake in the beer? Is Hogan just, you know, are they doing a little trade? Like, we're going to do. Paul's like, we're doing you a solid. We're going to run these ads.
I don't know. One thing that I noticed with them is kind of odd, and I don't know if they pulled back on it, was with Logan Paul's contract. You know, part of that, I know, was that he got the Prime logo on the ring, or you know, he'd have the display over in the corner, which was always stupid to me. Like, why would that be other than just, if you can make it look like it's just, like they would do on American Idol, they'd have a Coca-Cola sitting there. It's like, all right, these sons of bitches going to drink. Uh-huh. There's going to be a Coca-Cola sitting there. But then when you got a huge Prime bottle sitting there in the corner of a wrestler, they don't make sense. It's just stupid.
Or they wheel out the whole, you know, like, nobody's going to drink all these.
But then they had another product. They were saying the official energy drink of WWE. And I'm like,
What happened?
What's going on here?
Because Prime has an energy drink as well.
I know. So I'm like, is this even real?
Well, this woman says she got gashed up pretty good. She had to get stitches.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Looking for damages.
A lot of women hoping for that for Valentine's Day.
Nobody wants stitches.
I didn't chase it.
We up. You might want, hey, that might I be a sign of a good time.
It's part of her bit.
You got to stitch up the chode a little.
She's doing it for those that don't get it. She's falling on the sword. She's like, ask them to explain it for those that are.
She's going to fall on one sword and swallow one at the same time.
Right. She's a sword swallower.
Pork sword.
Pork sword. You really just going to do the one sword?
Yeah, we got two.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Okay.
What we'll do now is we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to open up the phones. We will talk about anything that you'd like to. It's Valentine's Day. Fat Boy had the idea yesterday where it's not really you're calling in for advice. You're just calling in saying what you're doing for your special someone.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
And we just kind of, we ain't going to tell you you're wrong or nothing. Mm-mm. You know?
You got big plans. You want to flex on people. You got big gifts.
Yeah. Something that you think is like, dude, this is the one she's never going to forget, or he's never going to forget, or, you know.
You know somebody's going to cheat like hell today. You know, that's going
to
be cool.
Your best friend over, and you know that he's not going to say no to that. You've kind of wanted to for years anyway, so it's kind of like you're getting yours too. So.
You want to tease him with that thang?
Yeah. Let me give you that number. It's 1-800-774-0093. 1-800. It's Friday. I'm going to sing it. 1-800-774-0093.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.